Hello. I think we're live, maybe.
Hey.
Yeah. Kai has reached the phase of he sees something, he wants to grab it.
Yes.
Oh, it's
later, dude.
Later. So yeah, I'm gonna unplug my headphones so you might hear a bit of an echo, but it's the only safe way to have Kai here. No, it's fine, because I actually, with Clement here, you just recently played the Monster Hunter Stories 2 demo, correct?
Yeah.
And
I really liked it. This is like my first Monster Hunter experience.
I got to check it out.
Yeah.
Yes, it's so cute.
Here, Amy, you sit down because you talk about it, because you're the one who's been playing. What? Yeah, you talk about Monster Hunter Stories too.
Before we do that, I would just like to mention something really quick, if that's okay.
Wearing my baby outfit.
Oh, whatever.
Sorry, Amy.
Do you on this show at some point for a long time? Just because, but it's impossible because we have Kai here.
You mind if I mention something really quick first, Amy? I just wanted to say something before I forget. I just want to apologize to everybody. I'm going to post an image in chat right now. Apparently, the super chat I called out that I thought Derek had missed was offensive. I didn't know that. This is what I saw on my end after the message had already been deleted by one of our mods. So I just want to apologize to anybody for highlighting whatever it was that Jaden said. I wasn't aware that he had said anything. Or that they had said anything offensive. So I apologize for calling attention to that.
Yeah, I made sure to skip any of those that the mods deleted, so.
Yeah, I had no idea, so just wanted to let everybody know. And I don't know what was said. It may have been a misunderstanding.
I don't know what was said at all, but we just left it.
Yeah, it may have just been a misunderstanding. Maybe it wasn't intentionally offensive. I have no idea what they said, but Jaden has been a longtime supporter of the channel, so I'm sure it's, you know, hopefully just a misunderstanding. But I do apologize for that either way.
I'm not, you know, it's just what it is. It could be a joke that just doesn't come across as a joke. That's all.
Yeah. Cool. And that's not to call Jaden out either. If it was a misunderstanding, it was a misunderstanding. I just wanted to let everybody know that I apologize for calling attention to that.
Hmm.
All right. So that's all.
Cool. So, Amy, talk about Monster Hunter.
That don't put me on the spot here. Jeez, you're like sit down.
Yeah, you take over. I'm taking a break.
I thought it was so adorable. The character creator was my favorite. It was just the cutest, sweetest thing. Oh my gosh,
It's like the best anime creation tool I've ever seen in a video game. It's like you can have any kind of anime eye you want, any kind of anime mouth you want. You can make Krillin. You know, if you want to play through Monster Hunter Stories 2 as Krillin or Brock from Pokemon, you could absolutely do that. You can dye your hair whatever you want. You can have two different colors in your hair. So you can have blue and pink, green and yellow, whatever you want.
Blue and pink. Yeah, and I had like the little heart sparkle in the eye. And I had like the hair with the bow in the back.
Yeah.
It was so cute. And then I had like these tribal whisker looking things. They were great.
My character ended up looking kind of similar to like a rival in Pokemon. Like I feel like my character looks like Gary Oak from Pokemon. Like he's got that smirk, this little I'm better than you and I know it. So
I saw your tweet about like he's coming for your mom.
It's not going out of context as this isn't a public stream, but damn. Yeah.
I was really impressed though. Like even the battle system was fun. It had this rock, paper, scissors thing, but then you could also ride, and then it had its own thing there. And then you had to manage the HP with both. But if you ride on it, then the rider's HP goes to the dinosaur, I guess I'll go with.
The monsties. When I hear monstie.
And then there's these adorable cats, the felines. And I really wish that I had one of them following around with me instead of the more mascot looking one, but he's fine too. It's just I really love the actual felines.
Yeah,
more cat like.
I didn't know going in whether I was going to enjoy the battle system because I remember watching the treehouse and it was just like you control one character and everyone else is AI controlled, like Persona 3 or Final Fantasy 13 or something like that. So I was a little bit like, I might like this a lot, like I do Persona 3, or I might not like it as much like I didn't with Final Fantasy 13. So I was kind of on the fence. But the fact that, like, who you target really matters, because, like, you pay attention to whether your monstie is going for one person or if they're in a clash with each other. And you can, like, call... What I like is you can call out your monsties and not lose a turn. So, like, if you have a monstie who predominantly uses speed attacks or power attacks or technical attacks, you can switch them out for a very appropriate matchup that they're going to have the advantage over. And then you can, like, join them and double team the monster together in order to do all these double team up attacks. And yeah, it was really engaging and really fun. And I was surprised just how much I got into it.
Yeah. And same thing with the weapon too. You can swap it right out. It doesn't take a turn.
Yeah.
Really fun. Nice.
I like that. It threw a new technique in there too, having to have the right weapon and monsty and all that. And I love the partner character that we met in the demo. She's great.
Oh, I love Kana. Kana's the best. I wanted Kana to come with us. I hope she's in the rest of the game because she's so fun.
She's so great. And then, like, getting eggs, I was like, yes, this is like the Pokemon that I always wanted as a kid. It was just so much fun.
It sounds a lot of fun.
I was really shocked that I liked it so much.
I like the quality of life thing they introduce where eventually, certain monsters you fight will not be defeated when you win the battle. They'll retreat. And what happens when they retreat is that a cave will appear nearby with an egg over it. And the monster that retreated from you, that's their cave. So that's where you can get an egg from that particular monster to hatch your own monsty version of the thing you just fought. So, like, I was hunting down warthogs for a good chunk of the demo because I was like, I want a warthog monster. I want the Pumbaa monsty, you know? So I started fighting them. And you can name it Pumbaa if you want, yeah. And I just kept fighting the warthogs until eventually one retreated. I followed it into the cave, and then boom, I got my warthog egg. So
they had bonus points because they have a lot of egg puns, which I was very happy about.
Yeah, yeah. it was... Too, Ash.
Sorry, what'd you say?
I think you'd dig it too.
I want to try it. That and the Neo the World Ends With You demos are both on my list. I have the World Ends With You demo downloaded on my PS5. So I'm going to try that. It's just I can't pull myself away from Rift Apart because it is that fucking fantastic. My God.
Oh, man. That's immediately what I'm picking up as soon as I get a PS5.
Oh, it is. It's my game of the year so far. It absolutely is my game of the year so far. It's so good. And, but I think I'm close to the end now. So once I'm finally done with that, I'm prepped for our discussion on it. Then I can move on to the Monster Hunter and World Ends With You demos.
Yeah, I still need to finish up Yuffie's story. I'm still on the first chapter.
Oh yeah, I don't blame you, man.
I'm going through the new area of Sector 7 that they've introduced. Where you're chasing after the one guy who's getting chased by other people.
Yuffie is adorable.
Yuffie's always been the best.
That game has some issues with Yuffie's cloak. It is constantly just going wild.
They perfectly captured Yuffie's personality and just overall vibe and so well. It's so she's perfectly shown or portrayed in Intermission. So happy with it.
They
did such a good job.
They made Fort Condor fun. That seems
they did, although it's still not my thing as much. I will say that I kind of bounced off it, not as quickly as I did the original Fort Condor, but it's still not super my thing.
While Derek was playing, I definitely stopped watching during that part.
I was also being stubborn. I didn't realize you could buy new parts, buy new pieces. So I was going with the basic set that I was getting and just somehow still beat the Grandmaster. But that was a bit rough.
Oh, you already? Oh, you did all the stuff in all the Fort Condor stuff already?
Did
oh,
nice.
I'm at my platinum.
Wow, I didn't even bother with
all those trophies in Yuffie too.
That's amazing. I didn't even bother with Fort Condor after the first couple of matches. I was like, this is cool. I can see. Yeah. But it's great. It's great. And Sonon's a really interesting character. Certainly endearing. Oh, it's yeah. I'm looking forward to discussing it with you and Steve, Derek.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, Narukami, the Final Fantasy VII Remake has a fantastic OST. What is that jazzy music when you're doing in the section I'm in? Like when she's chasing down.
Oh, during the chase? It's so good, right?
Final Fantasy when I heard that.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Ash?
Oh, so during the chase, right? It's so good.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah.
I don't want to say too much because I know, Clement, you can't. You need that PS5, man.
I know.
Yeah. I hope that everyone who wants one can find one soon. I still have people every day coming to me wishing they could find one. I wish I could help you.
Right.
I think a lot of people think that since Derek got one, I know some kind of secret on how to get one.
He's in the industry. He can get whatever he wants.
I was like, just follow the Twitter person. Yeah, that's how Derek got lucky, but it took a long time. Like, he was watching that thing day and night for over a month, I want to say, with a lot of disappointments along the way. Oh, yeah.
Stores handle things. I was ready to give up.
Yeah, actually, someone else we knew just bought one from a what do they call it again?
Scalper.
Scalper for like $900. Yeah.
900. Good lord.
I was like, I would probably just wait.
I like video games a lot, but not that much.
Yeah.
And you could get like 5 copies of SteamBot Chronicles for that price.
Yeah. I think the most I've ever spent on a game was Misadventures of Tron Bonn, because I really desperately wanted Tron Bonn, and at the time it was only like $120, $130, and I'm just like, it's worth 2 games, right? I'll get it. So
maybe you made the money back off the Tron Bonn playthrough. I don't know.
I may well have, yeah. But you know what I loved about that playthrough? I'm in the middle of it. I'm literally in like part 15, and I'm just talking about it and having fun and showing people Tron Bonn because not everyone can play it. And then what happens after part 15? PlayStation Network announces Misadventures of Tron Bonn is coming to PSN. And I'm like, of course it is. Of course it is.
That's like as soon as I bought, I think it was Xenoblade Chronicles, the day after it arrived, it was announced for the Switch. And I was like, really? Mm-hmm. I finally get it on the Wii. Now here it comes.
Yeah, I really, man, I've got those demos to catch up on. I've got to go back to Yakuza Like a Dragon after I'm done with Rift Apart. If I don't indeed just want to replay Rift Apart immediately, because it really is that good, so I can just keep upgrading all the weapons, and God, it's such a good game. I will say, though, without spoiling anything, I'm a little scared to finish it, and I've suggested to you why, Derek. There's a certain character that I need nothing to happen to. This character has to be okay. This character has to survive. And if this character doesn't...
Hold on, let me let Derek back in here.
Oh.
Which game is this, Ash?
Rift Apart. Rift Apart, how I love it, but I'm scared to finish it because there is a certain character that I need to be safe and be okay, and I'm scared to see.
I'll say, to not spoil anything, and not trying to spoil anything, Ratchet and Clank doesn't do tragedy.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
So I don't. We might have to.
He's on the baby shelf.
Yeah, there he goes. We might have to end this just because of the lag.
Is it still not working? Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. It seems to be kind of lagging. Damn it. Oh, looks like we're back. I think we're back.
It doesn't? I can't see it. It's still like... Actually, let me go live.
We're back here on my end.
Okay, I think we're live.
Yeah, we're back on my end.
I think we're a lot more delayed, but hopefully get to that point.
Right, oh, right.
It's not receiving enough video to maintain smooth streaming.
Sometimes there'll be buffering, so... Oh boy, what do we have coming up? What do I have to worry about reviewing next? I mean, I still want to try to find time to review Resident Evil 8. Don't know when that's gonna happen. I want to work on Metroid first, but
yeah, I don't know what's coming out recently. I have no idea.
What is the next big thing? I know I'm hoping Steve will get us hooked up and get World Ends With You, but we'll see. Mm-hmm.
Baby show.
Yeah. Let's see. Not much. I guess the next big release is Monster Hunter Stories on the 9th.
Right.
Then Skyward Sword HD on the 16th.
And Legend of Mana just came out, which I really want to try the remaster. And I really wish, I don't know what happened. My Square contact went dark. She reached out to me like more than a month ago at this point about an email interview with Yoko Shimomura. And we had a few emails back and forth. And then she just went dark on me. And it was around E3 time. So it could just be E3. But I have since reached out to her again. And I haven't heard back. And I'm like, you offered us the interview. We want to do it. Please, we still do this. Like, so I'm going to keep trying. But I'm going to keep trying for it because I reached out to our producers and above about questions, and I got some great questions, and I sent them along to her. She said they look great, and I don't know what happened. So I'm gonna try again.
Made too many Killing Chaos jokes.
Yeah, exactly, right?
How dare you?
Yeah.
we are definitely going in and out of smooth this one here. So what if we should just call it?
It still looks pretty good to me.
Well, there's a bit there where it was not doing so good. So it's back now, but
okay.
I'm just saying so we can have a proper goodbye rather than...
Gotcha. Yeah. Cool. Well, then,
either way, I do want to say big thanks to Brandon Rovia and Evernight and all the mods for their help with the comments, but...
Yeah. Thank you guys so much. At least it seemed like it wasn't too bad after the first 30-ish minutes or so. It seemed like it kind of calmed down after the initial spate of bad actors were banned. And thank you so much for your efforts on that front. Absolutely. And it definitely wasn't as bad as it could have been, I think. Same with Laura Kate Dale. You guys did a great job when they were on. And, after the initial blast of negative shit, thanks to you all, there wasn't much after that. So... Thank you to our incredible mod team.
Yep, absolutely. But thanks again, Clint, for joining us. Always glad to
have you. Anytime.
To talk to you, man.
Good show.
And certainly look forward to us streaming Kazuya tomorrow. We think that Kazuya will probably drop around the usual time of 6 p.m.-ish Pacific. So if and when that happens, look forward to us doing a whole
destroyed as him.
I know, right? Same. I'm sure I will, but I'm looking
I'll probably
forward
end up playing as really Lashante meme more often. I just got to get the right meme maker for that. I wish the Miitopia the creator would be in.
Right.
Oh, that would be so good.
If the next Nintendo console has just the Miitopia creator, it'll be the best thing in the world.
Right.
I made so many.
That would be really nice.
I downloaded so many. Oh, I want to use them in other things.
I know, right? Give us, people could actually make Shantae's face and have it fit and make it work so well.
That would be so cool. I know. I do wish that was
that would be
possible.
So good.
And, look forward to Kazuya hype tomorrow. We're going to play some Smash together. It'll be great.
Yep. Be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. You all take care. And we will see you tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See ya.